Story Fun for Movers by Karen Saxby. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. What's that? Listen.
Tom's cousin, Peter, often came to Tom's house and played with him. Both boys liked playing basketball and computer games. One morning, Peter phoned Tom and said,
I want to play a computer game today. Grandma gave it to me yesterday. It's called Camping in the Jungle. First, you choose things to take with you. Then you have to find your tent in the jungle. You jump in rivers, climb tall trees, and see all kinds of jungle animals. Some of the animals are friendly, and some of them aren't friendly. Do you want to play it too?
Yes! Let's play it this afternoon, Tom answered.
Peter brought the computer game to Tom's house. The boys enjoyed playing it a lot. They laughed and laughed. After the game, they wanted to get a drink from the kitchen. Tom's dad was there.
Hello, boys. I'm making some pasta for dinner. Was the game good?
He asked.
It was great,
Tom answered.
I've got a good idea. Let's camp in the garden in our old tent tonight. Can Peter and I do that, Dad?
Yes,
Tom's dad said.
My old tent's in the cupboard under the stairs. Go and get it. And there are some blankets in the basement. Go and get those too.
Can we have a torch too?
Peter asked.
Yes. There's one in the car. Go and get it,
Tom's dad said. The boys found the tent, the blankets, and the torch and carried them outside. When the tent was up, they sat inside it.
Oh, this is really exciting,
Peter said.
Let's go to bed now.
Tom laughed.
No, I'm hungry. Let's have dinner first. Dad makes great pasta. Come on.
After dinner, Tom and Peter went outside and crawled into the tent. Tom's parents went with them.
Have you got the torch and your water bottles?
Tom's dad asked.
Yes!
Okay, see you in the morning then,
Tom's mum said.
Good night. Sleep well.
Thanks! Good night!
The boys called. But Tom and Peter couldn't sleep.
Oh, what's that?
Asked Tom.
It's only the moon,
answered Peter.
Oh! What's that?
It's only the cat that lives next door, I think,
Tom said.
What's that? Look, by our feet.
It's only the water bottles,
Peter answered.
Shh!
What's the matter?
Tom asked.
There's someone or something in the garden. Listen. It's getting louder and louder.
They sat up. Both boys thought about all the jungle animals in the computer game. They were very afraid.
Who's there?
They shouted.
It's only me, called Tom's dad. Are you all right?
We are now,
Tom said.
But we can't sleep,
Peter said.
Well, I always liked sleeping in this old tent,
said Tom's father.
Can I sleep in it too tonight?
Yes,
laughed Tom and Peter.
That's a very good idea.
Tom's dad crawled in the tent and got under one of the blankets. But then he sat up again, quickly.
What's the matter, Dad?
Tom asked.
Are you cold? Are you thirsty?
No,
his father answered.
Listen, what's that?
Don't be afraid. It's only the wind,
Peter laughed.
And what's that?
Tom's father asked.
It's only the goats in the field, Dad.
Tom laughed.
Go to sleep.
Oh.
When they woke up in the morning, Peter, Tom and his father crawled out of the tent and walked back to the house. Tom's mum was in the kitchen. She had a cup of coffee in her hands.
Hello. Did you sleep well?
She asked them.
Yes, but my back hurts,
Tom's dad said.
And you? Are you okay?
She asked the boys.
Yes, but it was difficult to sleep,
Peter said.
We were afraid. The moon was really big. A cat came into the garden too.
And Dad was afraid of the wind and the goats,
Tom said.
But we had lots of fun too.
Mum laughed.
Well, that's good, she said. Now, let's have some breakfast.